This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember there was a patient who got the wrong brain surgery? This was in Kenya. So the doctor, the surgeon gets suspended. Now his colleagues go on strike. We'll tell you what's going on there. A little bit of drama in the theater, which is what they call operating rooms, theaters. They make it sound so fancy. We got Lassa fever in the news. A lot of us don't know what Lassa fever is. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a Listeria outbreak. This is kind of big. It's kind of one of the larger Listeria outbreaks that we've seen, and we remember what we dealt with back in 2012, which is pretty scary. So we'll talk about that. More bad news on vaping as teens are found to inhale, quote, cancer-causing chemicals in their e-cigs. Now, more kids are vaping than smoking cigarettes. And why? Because they think it's cooler, they're tastier, and they think they're safer. We have a daycare teacher who thought he had a little blister on his foot. Apparently he had a flesh-eating bacteria, ends up losing his foot. We have opioid overdoses now doubling among children. Why are children getting their hands on these things inadvertently, or are they just, you know, messing around? And we have a coyote running around at large in the upper New York area that may have rabies, after another coyote was running around biting people with rabies. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to apologize. I'm in a little bit of pain. I went ice skating for the first time in a very long time. And it was, actually, I posted a video. I actually was pretty good. You know, once you get back on the ice, it's like getting back on a bike. You know, you wobble for the first couple seconds, and then you're like, all right, I got this. So I was able to ice skate. I did pretty well. I went with my son, who, you know, wasn't that good, but that's okay, you know, because he's my baby. And I decided to, you know, do a selfie, and that went fine. Then I decided to do a selfie video, and that went well also. And I did a turn. I made myself look skinny. There's a way to hold the phone so you make yourself look skinny. Remember there was that study saying our noses look bigger when we do a selfie? So you could distort it. Well, you could also distort it a certain way where you look skinnier. So don't worry, I made myself look skinnier. Trust me. And then I just fly to the middle of the rink. I do a nice, beautiful turn. I get that on camera, and that's great. So now I'm noticing that the kids are watching me. And the kids are like, man, this is Dahlia. Was she in the 1994 Lillehammer, you know, Olympics? And, you know, did she skate against Oksana Bayul? I'm like, yeah, I did. No, I didn't. But anyway, yeah. I'm like, you know what? These people out there think I'm a star. So why don't I show them some moves? And as I get ready to do some turns and show some moves, I fall. And I fall hard. So I have a foosh injury, a falling on an outstretched hand, okay? I think I broke my scaphoid, one of my bones in my hand. Oh, it hurts like a witch. It really, really hurts. It's not fun at all. I can touch my fingers, but it's really, really bruised, and my hand is swollen. It's so bad. But anyway, that wasn't the worst part. The worst part was I'm at the age now where it's harder to get back up. So I'm asking for help. I'm asking, can you help me back up? And there was a little, like, 8-year-old kid that was really small for his age. He couldn't do it. Then a girl came who was a little older, and she's like, I don't, ma'am, I just don't think I can lift you. And I'm like, okay, so I get about maybe 10 kids swarming me, and I finally get up off the ice. Meanwhile, parents are looking horrified, like, why does a grown-up who is just acting like she's the world's best skater, right, who could kick Tanya Harding's butt, why is she out there on the floor, on the ground, or on the ice, needing all this help? Why doesn't she get up? Well, no, I wasn't trying to milk it for the drama. I really seriously could not get up. My knees were, like, shot. So anyway, I'm a little bit bruised and messed up. Looks like a lot of egos are bruised from the Oscars. I didn't watch Oscars. I also missed Homeland, so I don't know what happened there. I was, I just had a bad night. But anyway, here are the winners. For those of you who give a heart and dude, I don't. Actress in a supporting role was Allison Janney in I, Tonya. I haven't seen I, Tonya, but I think it's about Tonya Harding. Actor in a supporting role was Sam Rockwell. He was in that Three Billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. If I knew I could make a movie about three signs, I mean, I would do it. I could make a movie about the bathroom wall. You know, my name on the bathroom wall, right? And then what happened after that person called me from the bathroom wall? That would be a good movie. Foreign language film that none of us watch, A Fantastic Woman. What else do they have? Come on. Original song was Remember Me from Coco. I haven't seen that. Best animated feature film went to Coco. Adapted screenplay, Call Me by Your Name. I don't get that, but it sounds really, really like, you know, Get Out. Was original screenplay. Now, here's the thing. Was Get Out written by Peele from Key & Peele? If that's the case, I'm a big fan. I want to watch that. Actor in a leading role went to Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour. We expected, when we talked to David Meeks, that this would probably be a good winner. Gary Oldman is one of my favorite actors, and Darkest Hour is about Winston Churchill, so that's got to be good. Actress in a leading role was not me. It was Frances McDormand from Three Buildings Outside Ebbing, Missouri. I don't get what that's about. It's, I guess, about Three Billboards. Best director went to Guillermo del Toro of The Shape of Water. Again, a movie that confused me because isn't The Shape of Water whatever it is, like round? And then best picture went to The Shape of Water, beating out The Post, Phantom Thread, Lady Bird. Is Lady Bird about LBJ's wife? I don't know. Get Out didn't win. Dunkirk. All right. So, costume design went to Phantom Thread, for those of you really big into that. Live-action short film, none of us watched. That went to The Silent Child. Makeup and hairstyling. This is something I would really like to do. I would like a makeup and hairstylist, Darkest Hour one, because of how they transformed Gary Oldman. But I could really use a good makeup artist. If anybody knows somebody that could, you know, make somebody that looks like me look good, all right, I would pay some decent money. Please, and make it permanent makeup. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Today, Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at idstronghold.com. idstronghold.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's first talk about this rabid coyote. All right, we got to review rabies. So apparently in northern, I don't know if it was Westchester County. So Westchester County in New York is kind of middle New York. I don't know if they call it upstate New York. But apparently there were two coyotes, and one of whom was on a biting spree. And it bit several people. And I wrote about this on my website. Let me pull it up here. Apparently, he got a postal worker. He got two people on bicycles. He got two people walking their dogs, got their pets. And these were all attacked within a 24-hour period. A cop who was trying to stop this coyote got bit also. So, and this is kind of a, even though it's a New York City suburb, Westchester County is north. And so they captured this coyote, they killed him at a golf course, and then they confirmed that he had rabies. Now, they say this coyote had a second coyote with him, and they believe the other coyote also is, I guess, running around rampant. Now, we don't know the extent of the victim's injuries. It's been pretty quiet over the last day or two. And also, I could understand how everybody would want some privacy with this. You know, having rabies, nobody wants to be around you because they think you're going to turn around and bite them. And I'll tell you why. But according to the New York Police Department, I'm trying to see the Yonkers Police Department, they said this coyote, including a second coyote, observed traveling with the same, is suspected of multiple biting attacks in Yonkers and the surrounding jurisdictions over the past several days. They said anyone who has come into contact with this animal or any aggressive coyote, you guys call them coyotes? I've always called them coyotes, should notify their medical professional, all right? And police said that the other coyote is still on the loose and presumed to be rabid. The coyotes have killed a small dog, may have mauled three sheep. I don't really recall ever seeing sheep up in New York, but barely there were. He killed one of the sheep. And the attacks occurred in Hastings, on the Hudson, Summers, and Yonkers. So no news yet on that second coyote, but some of you have been asking about rabies. So, a rabid dog is going to be more aggressive. They're going to hypersalivate, which is why you see the foaming of the mouth. And it's because the virus is attacking his brain. When you have a virus that attacks the brain, you start going crazy. And it makes an animal, rather than hide in a corner, this particular viral infection makes them more aggressive. They want to be left alone. They may inadvertently think you're attacking them. So rabies isn't a bacteria. It's a virus, meaning antibiotics don't help. And you transmit rabies through a bite. So saliva is very capable of transmitting rabies. So a dog foaming at the mouth has a lot of rabies virus dripping from its mouth. Now, the most common animal to transmit rabies to humans is the dog. But it's not the most common animal to get rabies. Usually it's more commonly in bats. It'll infect bats, coyotes, raccoons, skunks, jackals, mongooses, and foxes. Okay? So you're like, oh, it's a cute little fox. Oh, the fox looks so pretty. No. So what are the symptoms of rabies? So we look at the symptoms of rabies in terms of stages. So what happens is you get bit. And if saliva touches the bite, you know, the teeth could be clean, but it's the saliva that has the rabies virus gets into the bite. What that virus does is it finds the peripheral nervous system. You have the central nervous system, which is your brain and spinal cord, and then the peripheral nervous system that's in your limbs and your fingers and outer part of the body, or the more distal part of the body, okay? So what it does is the virus tries to find the nerves, and it hides out in nerves and muscle. And once it gets to a nice, cozy nerve cell in the muscle, it'll replicate there. So the incubation period is usually the first period. Now, you guys have heard me talk about incubation. Incubation is the period of when you get exposed until symptoms show. So like with the flu, it could be a couple days. You could get exposed to the flu, and then 2 days later, you get sick. Common cold is like that also. With HIV, the incubation period could be 6 months, right? You'll get HIV, and then symptoms may not show for months. So incubation periods is the time it takes from when you get it exposed to until your symptoms show. So with rabies takes a while for this virus to replicate. So the average incubation period could range anywhere from a few days to years, and the average lasts in a few weeks. So you could have gotten bit, feel fine, and then just go about your day. Meanwhile, the virus is replicating. And it's scary because when people get bit by a dog, you know, everyone's like, oh, come on. You know, it wasn't even that bad a bite. So we usually give antibiotics and, you know, but as an ER doc, what we would do is say, look, okay, well, who's the dog? Do you know anything about this dog? Oh, yeah, the dog is my dog or my neighbor's dog. Great. Make sure we see rabies vaccines. If we don't know who the dog is, I'll tell you how we handle that later, but sometimes we have to presume that, you know, you got exposed to rabies. So, the incubation period is pretty, pretty scary, because you're like, well, I'll go home. If I start to feel sick, then I'll go in. Well, by the time you feel sick, that could be too late. So after the incubation period, we have a prodrome. And prodrome phase, or stage, is where you feel like you have the flu. So you'll have pain at the site of the bite, you'll have muscle soreness, you could have fever, you could have headache, you could start getting anxious, you could just feel kind of down and bluesy, like malaise. You could have nausea, you could have vomiting. Very interestingly, you could get a sore throat, get a cough. You could also have some numbness, tingling, burning in your fingers and toes. So when you look at that, you're like, wait a second, you know, this flu, like, maybe I have the flu. Maybe I just don't feel right. Well, viral infections will do that. And those symptoms could last anywhere from 2 to 10 days. Now it gets scary. Now we go into the acute neurological phase. So the acute neurological phase is where that virus has already worked its way into the central nervous system. Now you're more anxious. Now you're more agitated. You can't sleep. You could have loss of sex drive, or you could have a prolonged erection called priapism. You could have hallucinations. You could have photophobia, where you can't look at light. Light bothers you. You could be paralyzed. You could have, where you can't move one of your limbs. You could have muscle rigidity. You could have muscle twitching. You could go through convulsions, seizures, etc. But what's very interesting is it'll start affecting your respiratory tree. And your respiratory. So you'll have trouble breathing. So here you are thinking, you know, fever, sore throat, trouble breathing. You're thinking you have a pneumonia. That could be rabies. But this is what's really pathognomonic. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that word right, where it kind of identifies rabies, is you have hydrophobia, which is fear of water. You don't want to go, not so much swim in water, but you think water will cause you to go into a spasm because you're having trouble swallowing. So people do not want to not only swallow water, but they don't want to go near water. Again, remember, when the infection affects the brain, you get kind of, you know, a little bit messed up. Then you go into a coma. That's the next stage, where it's this deep state of unconsciousness that can occur within 2 to 7 days after symptoms show. And then, unfortunately, you die. There's ventilatory support. You know, we'll put you on a ventilator. But you usually die of either cardiac arrest or respiratory arrest. So, most infections of rabies prove fatal. That's why we are scared to death. But some can survive, because what we do is we'll give a rabies immune globulin. What the immune globulin does is it binds to and prevents the virus from replicating. So, then after that, we give you about 4 to 5 vaccines or shots over the next 2 weeks to help stimulate the immune system. Years ago, they were talking about you had to get the shots in the tummy, you had to get 20 shots in the tummy. Now, they do it in the arm. So, wild animals suspecting of having rabies during attack will be euthanized. We're going to kill them because they're going to die anyway. Then we examine their brain tissue for rabies. If it's domesticated animals, if it's your, you know, Fluffy, what that attacks somebody else, but they're like, boy, the dog's aggressive, we will watch them for 10 days. If they do not elicit any sort of symptoms, most likely they don't have rabies, and we won't kill the dog. But if you have been bit by a wild animal who has not been caught, the medical provider may put you on some PEP or some post-exposure prophylaxis. So how to prevent rabies? Stay away from these, I don't know, rabid coyotes, right? Don't go up to a dog. You have no idea. Vaccinate your pets. Avoid wild animals. Don't let bats get into the house. Don't have a pet. If you frequently work with animals, there are rabies vaccines. If you travel to areas where rabies is more common, you may want to get a rabies vaccine. So right now, the police in Westchester County are telling people to avoid any coyotes running around and keep their pets inside the house. Because also, you don't want the coyote coming to your house because your pet is a tease. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, topping national health headlines is how 700 medical staff have walked off the job in Kenyatta National Hospital in Nairobi, protesting the suspension of a colleague who's accused of performing brain surgery on the wrong patient in the hospital. So a neurosurgeon and medical team at Kenyatta National Hospital, which is, I guess, a main referral hospital for the Ministry of Health, reportedly opened the wrong patient's skull last month to remove a blood clot. Why? 2 patients' identification tags were mixed up. As a result, hospital officials suspended the neurosurgeon, as well as 2 nurses and an anesthetist. I also heard several junior members of the surgery team also, including the staffer that did mix up the tags. Not sure. But anyway, this decision, you would think would, well, hey, they messed up. This ignited a huge uproar from fellow doctors, and they said their colleagues should not be punished for the hospital's failures. On Monday, hundreds of doctors, I think about 700, refused to work until the hospital addresses underlying procedural problems. Issues with their booking system, staff shortages, inadequate equipment, and operating space. According to Ouma Oluga, CEO of Kenya Medical Practitioners, Pharmacists, and Dentists Union, said these are quality system issues that should not be leveled at staff. The doctors there are, quote, overwhelmed. They said you find one doctor could be doing 10 to 19 operations per day. Some doctors do one or two. Some can, you know, pretty easily do 10, but still, above that, that's a lot, depending on the type of procedure. Understaffing, they say, is a problem across Africa, including Kenya, as many medical professionals leave their home countries to pursue career opportunities abroad. The World Health Organization says career changes, early retirement, and morbidity are also contributing factors. And the hospital officials say in a statement yesterday that the two patients were admitted to the hospital's general surgery ward February 18th and 19th, both with head injuries. The Daily Nation previously reported that one of the patients needed surgery to remove a blood clot from the brain. The other needed to be treated for brain swelling. The newspaper reported that the patients both had the same last name. After the identification tags were mixed up, the wrong patient was taken to the operating room, and the surgical staff worked on the patient for hours before realizing the mistake. The Daily Nation explained that patients were prepared for surgery and taken into the operating room with a name tag on their gowns to identify them. I guess not a wrist band. A source who was not named told the newspaper that the surgeon does not have any communication with the patient before the operation, just simply goes on the information in the patient's chart. Now, mind you, if a patient is obtunded or if a patient is comatose or unconscious because there's a blood clot in the brain or because they have inflammation of the brain, you can't really communicate much. I mean, many trauma surgeons, they'll get the patient and the patient's, you know, completely unconscious and they have to operate. So, you know, well, usually when it's an elective procedure or it's a procedure where the person's awake, absolutely. Surgeon comes in and talks, the anesthesia comes in and talks, but if the, you know, patient's unconscious, what do you do? So, they said hours into the operation, the medical team could not find the expected blood clot, and they consulted a senior neurosurgeon. The senior neurosurgeon advised them to stop. The Daily Nation reported last week that in a miracle of some sort, the patient, who is not publicly identified, is in good condition. And the one who had the blood clot might not even need surgery. Why? Because he improved significantly. So hospital officials denied the reports that there was this rumor that one of them died. Apparently, nobody's died so far. So according to the hospital statement, we wish to state that both patients are still receiving treatment in the ward and have made remarkable improvement. Now, I guess there was an investigation into claims on social media that new mothers were being sexually assaulted at the hospital by male staff members in the newborn unit. That's horrible. So now there's an investigation on that. The hospital has denied the allegations. And again, it's tough. Something goes on social media, how do you know? So, this concerns us, obviously, in our country, because we're not immune to things being done wrong. Mix-ups happen. And they were talking about how medical errors is the number one cause of death of patients. That's not true. I don't think that we are... If somebody dies in a hospital, that it's the number one reason is because we made a mistake. Okay? But the reason why you'll see headlines such as that is, one, they make great headlines. But two, what they're going to count as a quote-unquote mistake is, let's say somebody has pneumonia. And they come in and it's a bad pneumonia. So you start them on antibiotics and you wait for the cultures. And the cultures could take 3 days. You could do some Gram staining and see the morphology of the bacteria early on within the first day. But some of these cultures, it took a good 3 days to grow. So you give an antibiotic and the person dies by day two. And it turns out that the bacteria that they grew out might have been better treated by a different antibiotic. They'll call that a medical error. And you're like, well, wait a second. Okay, there's only so much we could do. We put them on the best antibiotics we had. We covered them for everything. Just because he had a resistant bug, we can't predict that. And so we have to be very, very careful with when they say if a patient dies, it's because of a medical error. To me, a medical error is you mixing up a patient. you cut it off the wrong leg. You biopsying the wrong breast. These are medical errors. Now, I don't know if Kenya, they have computers like we do and use electronic medical records and scan like we do. A lot of the hospitals start becoming more state-of-the-art with that. But the problem is we have humans involved. And I want humans involved. I don't want to leave everything up to a robot, trust me, or a machine. But we have humans involved, and these humans can make mistakes. So what you need is you need another human overlooking, overseeing. There needs to be checks and balances. You know, when the surgeons are in an operating room and they're operating and they're ready to close up, and they're like, okay, do I have all my gauze? Do I have all my instruments before I close up? Then we have the scrub nurse that also counts. And if there's a medical student or resident, they also count. So you have so many checks and balances. I want to look up, there was a retained surgical instrument. Somebody had that for what, 6 years? Hold on a second. I want to look that up. I want to know what where that happened. There was a retained instrument in a patient. Forget how long. There we go. Oh, sponges. Oh, that's right. This happened in Japan. A 42-year-old went to a primary care clinic in Japan. She experienced bloating for 3 years, and the CAT scan showed two masses with strings attached to them. Surgical procedure called a laparotomy confirmed the presence of two gauze sponges that had become attached to the patient's omentum, which is a folded tissue that connects the stomach with the other structures and colon. So the authors concluded that the sponges were probably left after a C-section because the woman had had two C-sections, one 6 years earlier and one 9 years earlier. Not sure why. You know, something was retained in which surgery. So it was either 6 years ago or 9 years ago. She had no other abdominal or pelvic surgeries, which would have been the only way that the gauze could have got there. So they removed the foreign bodies. The surgeon did not admit his mistake because there was lack of clear proof. Because, again, whose surgery was it? Was it his or somebody else's? So apparently she was better. She was able to get out of the hospital. But they say in the U.S. about a dozen sponges and other surgical instruments are left inside patients' bodies every day. Now, that's according to the American Society of Anesthesiologists. That results in around 4,500 to 6,000 cases per year. And there is no federal reporting requirement for retained or forgotten items, which means we don't have a precise count. They say 70% of the items are usually sponges. The remaining 30% are surgical instruments like clamps and retractors. Now, this should have been going down as we use, you know, laparoscopic surgery, where we just make little holes, use little cameras. I mean, these numbers should be going down. But unfortunately, they're saying they're not. And so you, as a patient, you're kind of stuck, which is why if you ever have continued pain after an operation, okay, then, you know, you need to, you know, suggest, look, is there any way you left something in there? Now, the doctor can say, nah, 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 but you can say, I'd like a scan, please. Apparently, it's very common for people to use anywhere from 50 to 100 sponges in a major operation. We're supposed to do a count, and we count before we close you up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, we'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, doctors being overworked, doctors being burned out affects you to the point that they are saying that the biggest public health threat that's going to be plaguing the next few years is, in the U.S., this physician or staff burnout. Now, we were talking what happened in Kenya and how, you know, honestly, if they can't keep track of counting surgical sponges, okay, that hospital has a problem. Apparently, by the way, there's that lady where surgical sponges were left inside of her. Apparently, there's a, I guess, a type of sponge they call SurgiCount. That SurgiCount, apparently it has some new technology, and it allows, I guess, doctors to be able to reduce the number of retained items. They say if you've ever counted a deck of cards and tried to confirm whether you have 52 cards, you know that you will miscount a known number of times. So some organizations are relying on technology to help them using radio frequency sensitive material that could be accounted for at the end of the procedure. Oftentimes the organizations have a policy that if there's any question of the count, automatically they perform an x-ray while the patient's on the table before closure. So radio frequency sponges is what we're doing now. But here's my thing. Okay, whether you figure out what to do with the sponges or what to figure out with the name tags, the one thing I think we can all predict is that our medical system is going to continue to get worse. Whether you like Obamacare or can't stand Obamacare, our health care system is in one hell of a blur. And I do blame Obama for a lot of it. But we don't see the Republicans able to fix it. There's no way. Healthcare was starting to have issues before Obamacare. Obamacare just accelerated it to the point that you really can't turn back the clock. So what's happening is, and I've talked to you guys about, you know, the way things look in my neck of the woods, is doctors, for the same pay, if not less, are working more hours, seeing more patients. And the average doctor who thought they would have a mom-and-shop clinic, little boutique clinic, where they could see patients, bill the insurance, tell the patients, don't worry about it, just, you know, whatever the insurance pays me, I'm good. They don't exist anymore. The doctors where you could bring them a chicken, bring them a cake, right, bring them an Afghan as payment, they don't exist anymore. It's too gosh darn expensive to run a medical office. If I want to buy a Band-Aid from Walmart, it is probably 5 times cheaper than buying a Band-Aid from a medical supply store. In fact, a lot of doctors will buy stuff from Walmart or Target. It's cheaper. And so it's, you're a doctor, they're going to charge you an arm and a leg. They're going to charge you for your malpractice. You got workers' comp. You got liability insurance. You have the staff you have to pay. Workers' comp, everything. I mean, it is so expensive that the average doctor says, you want to know what? I just want to take care of patients and not worry about going broke. So they then apply to work at one of these main monopolies or main conglomerates that will hire doctors out. And a lot of the doctors, they don't look happy. They are busting their butts. They are really busting their butts. And then that doesn't bother them as much as not having say. Okay? They say, well, you know, because doctors are cocky, you know, they don't want to have a boss. It's not that. If you don't want to order an MRI because you don't think the patient deserves an MRI, or if you want to order a scan, and the hospital, the facility's like, nah, 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 because we got to save money or we got to look like we're not charging the insurance money. It's all about the, you know, the facade. Many doctors are like, oh, hell no. Medicine is an art. I am not going to follow, right, a cookbook or a recipe. Okay, I don't mind following a checklist. Somebody has chest pain. We make sure that it's not heart and lungs and, you know, cardiac issues or pneumonia. That's fine. That we're trained to do, which is smart. I love checklists. But this is a cookbook medicine where somebody comes in, you're worried about them, and they go, nah, because if you order the scan and it's negative, we get dinged. You get dinged by who? Well, Medicare will pay us less or what? Oh, no, no, no. So a lot of medical providers are frustrated, or they'll get their notes back, and the bean counters or the pencil pushers go, no, 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 you need to change how you diagnosed this person because we're not going to get paid by, and that's frustrating. Now, remember, doctors are notoriously not the shrewdest business people, okay? We want to make our money the old-fashioned way. We take care of people, whatever money we get, we put in the bank, and we go from there. we're not looking to, well, how do we maximize profits and how do we market and how do we do that? A lot of doctors aren't like that. Yeah, you have some doctors out there that have, and they're very, very successful business people. They could market supplements. They could, you know, I don't, there's a variety of things they do. You know, but for the average doctor that goes, look, you know, I just want to take care of the patients, make sure they're, you know, and I know everyone's like, oh, man, oh, what a hero. Nobody's trying to be a hero. It's just you dedicated your life. Maybe you have a religious commitment. Maybe there's some other duty you feel you have, which is what a lot of us have. For us to get up in the morning, to be exposed to sick people, getting ourselves sick and our kids sick, it's because a lot of us have an inner duty or a pledge or something that we're fulfilling. For me, I wanted to make sure I was pleasing God. And I wanted to know that even though I might have selfish thoughts and I might do things selfishly, for me, I was at least devoting part of my day, if not most of my day, doing unselfish deeds. The problem is when you're a doctor and you get paid, you know, and you have to use that money to pay your rent, is it truly unselfish? You're doing it as a job. And so you go, okay, well, I'll work harder, or I'll do something for free, or I'll, you know, whatever. So, it you know, everybody has their own, you know, incentives. They have their own, you know, goals or commitments or duties that's their you know, that I guess incite them to go to work in the morning. But, you know, for medical providers, what we don't want to do is do anything that's against what we believe in. So in America, you have a lot of people saying, I have an exit plan. People have been doing that for years, talking about an exit plan. Lawsuits started it. You had a lot of loss of job satisfaction when people were getting sued for almost everything. Now, tort reform in some states helped a little bit of that. But still, the threat of being sued or being taken to the medical board is ridiculous. And if you're a bad doctor or a bad medical provider, then absolutely you shouldn't be practicing. But because you have a scar, you're going to sue the doctor? Because you had a side effect to a medication, and, you know, medications will have side effects. You're going to ruin the doctor's life. You know, it's scary. We don't want anything bad happening to a patient. But we're human. We're not God. So when you ask, you know, do we have burnout? Do we have overcrowding? Do we have lack of staff like they do in Kenya? Yeah, we do. Do we have enough nurses? No. Are nurses appreciated and paid enough? No. Do we have enough physician assistants, nurse practitioners, doctors? No, we don't. We don't. And when you don't have enough staff and you have more demand, and we have people coming into this country that need medical help that aren't citizens, a doctor's not going to turn it down. You have a person that needs help. I don't care who you're from or whatever. You're a human being. We don't have enough hands on deck. And when that happens, half-assed things can go awry, unfortunately. Things may not get checked. Things, you know, you'll be in a hurry. When there's, you know, it blows my mind how Boston General and you know, the did as well as they did, you know, during the Boston Marathon bombings, and how Vegas did amazing during the shootings. Because with chaos, you know, you really have to run a tight ship. But luckily, we had all hands on deck. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DEATH-VALLEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.